It seems to me that everything in the Christian life is so simple on one level, but so profound on another. I had the unfortunate experience the other day of someone coming to me for healing prayer and feeling no connection with them. Connecting with someone normally for me is not difficult. I reach out my hand as Jesus did and I connect. But with this person, I couldn't connect. So I did what I could. They were released from some demonic stuff that had wound itself around their lives. But there was no deep connection, and it left me asking the Lord, what happened there? Where did I go wrong? Why couldn't I connect? The answer came in a phone call while I was still waiting in the question. And the person on the other end talked to me about the fact they'd heard a young man who said, never pray for anyone unless you have compassion. A light bulb moment. That was what was lacking. The compassion of Jesus had not risen in me towards this person, and because it hadn't, I couldn't pray for them properly. If you look at the Gospels, most frequently you see Jesus had compassion, reached out his hand, and they were healed. I dearly want to move in the healing ministry, in the physical healing ministry. But unless that compassion of God is there, no one's going to get healed. So I'm musing with you this morning, really, because you're just coming into my train of thought about the whole business of healing, the love of God, the compassion of the Father towards that which is made. As a people, Jesus' last commandment to us was, this I command you, that you love one another. That's not ordinary, common love. That is agape. And to be filled with the agape of God means your heart must be broken time after time after time. It's a bit like a bashed up old football. It's been kicked about, it's dented, it's scuffed, it's bruised, but it's soft. Obviously, my heart is not yet soft enough. So you can tell what's going to happen next. There's going to be a circumstance that is going to break my heart all over again so that he can come in and fill me with his love and his compassion. Because one of the laws in the spirit realm is that he can't do through you what he hasn't been able to do in you. We're a work in progress, beloved. None of us is there. Many of us move in gifts. But many of us too have a heart that is still hardened towards our brothers and sisters, towards our fellow men. And the only thing that softens our heart is circumstance, if we allow it, that is. God bless you as you think about this rather sober word this morning. Amen.